In this video, we're going to talk about the Link Online service and how you can develop solutions that leverage Link Online as the back-end service for Link. From the prior videos, you know that Link Online is shipping with Office 365, and Link Online is based on the Link Server 2010, but provided as a software as a service rather than an on-premise server. Link provides the next generation of cloud communications as a server. So if you think about the features of Link as far as presence, contact information, the ability to place calls that include media such as IM, voice, video, being able to do conferencing as well as web conferencing, all those features of Link 2010, the client, are exposed via Link Online, the service. Just like as if you were using Link Server 2010 on-premise, it's just that rather than setting up a Link Server 2010, setting up the OS, the software patches, the hardware, the networking, and all these things, you just sign into Office 365, provision users, they connect the Link client to Link Online, and they're automatically or just instantly getting that access to the backend service and the value or the features of Link 2010. Now, one of the things that you need to keep in mind is there are feature differences between Link Server 2010 and Link Online. And in one of the prior videos, I provided details on the Office 365 service description. So it's a good idea to go and look at the service descriptions just so you can get a feature by feature comparison between Link Server 2010 and Link Online. As I had mentioned from the earlier discussion, you can connect to Link Online via Microsoft Link. It's the client that you use for managing contacts, consuming presence, and so on, making calls, starting web conferences, and so forth. You also have the ability to sign in to Link Online via Link using the Microsoft Online Services sign-in assistant or via your AD credentials if you're actually doing AD federation between your on-premise AD deployment and Office 365. Now let's turn towards Link Online development and talk about the kinds of solutions that you can build against Link Online. Well, Link Online development uses the same SDK, the same tools, the same programming languages, the same APIs that you're used to doing Link Server 2010 or Link 2010 development, and that's via the Link 2010 SDK. Now, the Link 2010 SDK includes a new managed API for doing Link 2010 object model development, so giving you access to the features and information included in Link from .NET code. So if you're used to doing communicator development with Office Communication Server 2007 R2 or the prior version of the on-prem server, you might be familiar with the iMessenger API, which was a great API as far as giving you very good access to the mainline features of communicator. But you often found when developing a solution of any sophistication, if you kind of tried to deviate from those mainline features to build a solution, you hit a ceiling fairly quickly. One of the great things about the new Link 2010 SDK is that it gives you much finer grain control over the objects and therefore information and features that are accessible via Link. So it's much easier to build much more powerful communications clients or communication solutions. One of the other things that's great about the new Link 2010 SDK is in prior versions, if you wanted to build one of those really fine-grained applications, you had to pick up a completely new API as far as the Unified Communications Client API or the API that was used to develop Communicator. But that API was very, very complex, and just getting these mainline scenarios was very, very difficult. I mean, there was a lot that you needed to learn just to, you know, start subscribing to presence or launching calls and so on. So the Link API in the Link 2010 SDK provides you a great balance. You can create solutions very, very quickly with mainline scenarios. We've got some new Link controls that you can just drag and drop onto, you know, a WPF or a Silverlight application in order to build out an application that has presence and contact information, the ability to launch calls, whether they're IM, voice, or video. It also provides you a managed API that was actually used to build these link controls, so you can get at the underlying objects, eventing model, and so on, without a lot of complexity. It's just another .NET managed API that you leverage within your solution. So what can I do with this SDK? Well, I can use those link controls to just, you know, drag and drop, essentially composite building blocks of the link application itself directly into my application. We'll see that in the demo. I can also automate Link 2010 to build my own custom Link 2010 client. So let's say that I wanted to build an application that, you know, maybe wasn't a great use of Link itself, but still needed some of those same features. Well, I can automate Link in the background behind, let's say, an application that was going to sit on a manufacturing floor where, you know, people would be wearing large, heavy gloves, and, you know, trying to type on a PC or something along those lines wouldn't be a great scenario. But providing them a touch screen and some big buttons that they could click on in order to launch calls or send, you know, messages or those kinds of things. Well, I could do that just by automating Link using the Link 2010 SDK. Now, one thing that you do need to keep in mind when you're thinking about building solutions for Link Online and using the Link SDK is the Link 2010 SDK requires Link 2010 to be deployed on each client machine that's going to leverage the SDK. And the reason for this is we actually reuse the Link 2010 connection to Link Server 2010, or in our case, Link Online. We reuse that connection so we don't have each application opening a new connection to Link Online and getting, you know, multiple presence updates through multiple channels and so on. We reuse that connection to simplify the solution and also to reduce the load on the backend server or service. So something to keep in mind when you're building your solution or architecting your solution. Now, for those of you that are familiar with doing Link Server 2010 development, you know that there's a server-side API called the Unified Communications Managed API 3.0. This is an API that you can use to build highly scalable, highly reliable communication services like call centers and contact centers, predictive dialers, and so on. Well, this API is not supported in Link Online, and the reason why is that we didn't want to expose the Link service. Since it's a multi-tenant environment, we didn't want to expose the Link Online service as to the server-side APIs because they require that each service API application runs as a trusted service, and that's very difficult to do in a multi-tenant environment like Link Online. So Unified Communications Managed API 3.0 is not going to be supported, so server-side scenarios are not going to be supported in the cloud. Okay, so that's a quick overview of Link Online and Link Online as a development platform from the perspective of building solutions with Link 2010 and the Link 2010 SDK. In this demo, we're going to look at a quick WPF application that actually integrates Link 2010 features directly into it using this SDK. So contact information, contact presence, the ability to launch calls, the ability to include application context in those calls, and so on. So let's go ahead and take a look at that video. In this video, we're going to look at the kinds of solutions that you can build with Link Online, specifically how to integrate presence, contact information, and communications into your Link Online solutions using the Link 2010 SDK. And in this video, we're going to be concentrating on what you can build. In follow-up videos, we'll concentrate on how you build these particular solutions. So you can see here I'm signed into Link Online as Chris Mayo. I've got another session here where I've signed into another machine as Sean Chai. Again, signing into Link Online via the Link client. And you can see here that I'm in fact, you know, signed in. I can broadcast presence updates between the different clients and so on. So you can see that I am in fact logged in to the backend service. And what I've got is a WPF application that we've actually used to integrate the various link features into this particular solution. So let me just move this over here. You can see that I've got contact search here. I've got the actual contact groups integrated. These are the same features. This is actually a live update, the same features that I see in Link. So if I, you know, remove Sean from a group, it actually gets removed from the group within the application itself. And this is, you know, the same contact list. It's actually the same contact card, you know, the ability to see modalities and start conversations and so on, all within my WPF application. And I built these features via the Link 2010 SDK and the Link controls. And if I go over to my other session and change the presence for Sean, you can see that it updates both in the application as well as in Communicator. So let me just reset that back to available. So one of the really common scenarios that you're going to see built within the Link Online platform is contextual communication, or the integration of presence, contact information, and click to call, as well as the deeper integration of application context into the conversation. So just like in Outlook 2010, when you have Link installed, you can send an email, and when someone receives that email, they have the option to not only respond in email, but also reply with IM or reply with voice. And when that email comes through to the other side, it has a link for the receiver back to the email. So they can just click on that link, and it takes them directly to the context of the conversation, or the context that was used to start the conversation, which in that case was the original email. Well, we can build the same kind of features into our own applications. So let's look at an example of that. You can see here that I've filtered out in the Contoso CRM system, the Separate Parts Corporation. And when I selected that, it changed the account manager presence icon to be Sean. Sean is the account manager. You can see here that I've got the account team listed, right? And this is a custom contact list where, rather than just pulling the contact list from from Link, I'm pulling the contact list from application data, where I'm setting each of the contacts, setting the SIP address for each of the contacts. If I click on the Orders tab, you can see that I've got a bunch of information about this particular entry in the CRM system, all of their orders that I'm tracking. Let's go ahead and start a conversation from the app, and you can see how I can integrate application data directly into the conversation. So I'll start the conversation, and I'll say, do you have time? Discuss this account. And I'll send it. And you can see on the receiving or the sending side that it says that this is a conversation launched from Contoso CRM. And if I go back over to Sean's machine, you can see that I'm doing some really interesting integration here. So the first integration you'll see is that the conversation window looks a little different. You can see in the right-hand side of the conversation window, I've actually extended the conversation window to include data from the CRM system. So I'm including all the order information. So when I go to Sean and say, hey, do you have time to discuss this particular account? You know, and if we reply back, we can launch, you know, add voice to this call or whatever. Sean actually has the information that he needs here about all the orders. And this is a Silverlight application, so you can include any kind of information or functionality that you can include in a Silverlight app. And then if Sean determines that he needs to maybe make some changes and needs the full client, you can see here that there's a note in the conversation that says this is a Contoso CRM contextual conversation. Click here to open the context used in this conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and click this, and you'll note that it launches the full WPF application. So now, via the call, Chris and Sean are looking at the same information in the same client. You can see here that it actually took me directly to the Separate Parts Corporation record, shows the account team, shows the order information, and so on. So just a quick example of the kinds of solutions that you can build with Link Online and the Link 2010 SDK. In particular, we embedded not only contact information and contact presence, as well as the Link contact list, but we also built custom contact lists where we determine what link accounts are included in that list. The ability to launch a call with context, so being able to embed application data into that call. And then the ability to display that information, either as a conversation window extension or, as you saw in the hyperlink included in the conversation, the ability to interpret that context in an application-specific way. And in this example, we actually launched the application and went directly to the CRM record that was associated with the launch of that call. So great example of the kinds of communication solutions you can build for Link Online using the Link 2010 SDK.